This American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the second interview with Mr. William Chu Chan on January 12, 1980, at his residence by Sue Ellen Chan and Beverly Chan. Mr. Chan, which college did you go?
I went over to the old UCLA campus on Vermont, and it was changed to Los Angeles Junior College. I had a year there, and then 1931 February, I went back to China.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Did you ever go to Chinese school?
Yes. After American school, we'd taken about a couple of hours in the evening. But for about 3 or 4 years, I was doing that.
Do you remember the school's name?
No, I don't remember the name, but I remember the school, the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Tom.
Mm-hmm.
There was, at that time, there was about three Chinese schools.
Mm-hmm.
There was one, the Methodist church, right on corner of Los Angeles, near Sunset.
Is that the one you went to?
No, I went to another one. Then there's another one right next to us on Los Angeles Street. Mr. Wong was a teacher there.
The one you went is located
on Los Angeles Street.
I see.
And North Los Angeles Street.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of Old Chinatown.
Yeah, approximately how many students were there when you attended the school?
I think about between 30 and 35.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And all in one class, or they have different classes?
No, about 3 to 4 the most in one, in one class, because everyone comes in a little bit different time, so they are. A lot of them only have one or two in each class. That's why, his teacher is really good, because if you don't understand it in Chinese, he'd tell it to you in English, because most of the kids at that time was native born. I came from China. I was about 8, 9 years old at that time, but most of the other kids probably understand the English is better than the Chinese. So he tells it in English to explain to them, what each word means.
Did you ever go to school in China before you came to the United States?
I had about a year before I came over. After I went back to China in 1931, I had about a year or 10 months, something like that. But
that's a college or?
No, just regular high school.
Mm-hmm.
What
so
about your village life? Or did you live in a village?
Yes, way back.
What's the name of the village?
Slovale.
So it's a Huiping County. And how many are?
That time we moved up to a new place. We built a home there all by ourselves. we just fenced off the thing and we were there just practically all by ourselves, right next to the well, I wouldn't say a highway, but that, you know,
the
a
road.
Big road where the transportation by auto can come through, right next to.
That's before 1919 or after
1930? No, after, it was 1930, actually 1931 when we started building, and we didn't get finished it till 1932 in June.
Mm-hmm. Why you went back?
Well, the main reason was I didn't know that at first, but my father and mother had made an arrangement for me to get married back there, which I didn't know about.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
But so that's one of the,
the reason they sent you back.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And what's the other family members back there when you went back in 1930? Your uncles or you just went back by yourself and living with?
Well, we have some relatives, but not real close,
mm-hmm.
about second cousins or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then I have uncles on my mother's side.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think they're the one that have made the arrangements,
mm-hmm.
you know, with my dad and mother.
Mm-hmm.
And you married the girl?
Yes.
In China.
Mm-hmm. Was here there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. And then you stay there for?
2 years.
2 years.
Two
you got
years.
Married in 1931? One.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I came back in summer of 1933.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That was a big earthquake here in LA that year.
Oh.
In fact, after I came back, I was living down at Downing Road where my dad's farm was, and we still felt some of the after effects of the earthquake, you know. In fact, I was all waking in my sleep under my bed, you know, was rocking.
So what did you do?
Into my just.
Oh, was it a very
it
was big
very,
earthquake?
It was an after, you know.
That's
there was
a
big one
mm-hmm.
earlier.
Before you came back here?
Before I came back.
Oh,
see,
okay.
That year that even some of the streets were cracked open.
Mm-hmm.
And
when you went back to China, you had gone to college for about a year, correct?
Oh, I was over here. I was
right,
going to school
you were
over
here
in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles,
Los
at the old UCLA campus.
Yeah, they changed that to Los Angeles Junior College.
Right.
I went there for a year.
Right, that's about 1929.
29, 30.
Why did
I
you quit after a year? Why did you stop going?
My dad told me, I think, yeah, I was going to quit. I was going to quit and go to work for a year or so. I said, let me earn some spending money and then I'll go back next year.
Uh-huh.
And he told me, he said, if you quit now, you're never going to go back and finish.
Oh.
And he said, mark my word, if you quit, you're never going to, if I quit. I was working, so that's why he sent me, you know, me back to China.
But he wasn't very happy that you quit.
Mm-hmm. And what did you study when you were in college? Was
I was
there a
studying,
major?
I was studying just business course.
Uh-huh.
I was taking accounting.
And you weren't interested in the classes? Is that why you wanted to quit? Or were you really in a financial?
No, no. It wasn't that. You know, that time, everybody is not like now, you know. See, My dad gave me spending money going to school, but not enough, you know, see. So I feel that if I go out and work a year or work 6 months or so and then go back to school again, then after I quit, then that's why he's
sent you back to China. So you came back and stayed in Downey, where your father had
the farm.
And
that's where the prison, all that property where the prison, what's that name?
Where's that farm located?
It's on Paramount Boulevard.
Where?
Just south of Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
Who is it?
Where now the Downey High School is?
Yes, it's right in the city of Downey.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so when you were there, were you the only Chinese family there, or there were some other Chinese farmers living there?
No, there's another Chinese farmer on Studebaker Road,
mm-hmm.
the Wen Cheng Long family. They didn't live there, but they own the farm there on Studebaker Road.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I see. So, how long did you stay in Downey?
I stayed there about a year or so.
Mm-hmm.
And
then
I came up here and got a job in the produce business.
Mm-hmm.
And Chung King was the one that wanted me as a salesman there. So
mm-hmm.
I went to work for them for about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, Eli Produce, one of the partners, came over.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted me to go over there and help them in order to, one of the other partner wanted to go back to China.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So when I went in there, they offered me a partnership. So I stayed there.
That's what year?
1946. The latter part of 46.
Mm-hmm.
I think in September or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Oh, you didn't bring your wife back here?
I can't. Before I couldn't bring her over because I'm a citizen. That time they changed it in 1924, they changed it. Before that, you can bring your wife over if you're a citizen.
Yeah.
See, then during the war, or after the war, then they said all GIs can bring their wife over. I was in the service 4 years. I went in 1942 in February and didn't get out till 1946 in February, so exactly 4 years I was in. Then they said all ex-GIs can bring their wife or girlfriend or whatever, you know, overseas to come over here.
Mm-hmm.
But even after that, the immigration changed the ruling that any citizen can bring their wife over.
But not before.
Not before, mm-hmm. that's right. Not
but
before the war, that's right.
But your father brought your mother over here.
No, my father was, well, yes. That's why
before
1924.
In 1924 they passed a law forbidding
Chinese
to bring their wives over.
We came over in 1919.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm. And you
my
got
mother
married in 1929, was it?
No, 1929 I graduated from high school, but 1931
31.
I went back to China and got married back there.
Oh, so your wife didn't come over till after
no,
the
till
war?
No, after the war, that's right.
1946 or
48?
How
mm-hmm.
many children do you have?
I have five children.
How many?
Three of them born in China and two born here in Los Angeles.
Between 1933 and 1945, when your wife came over, did you ever go back to China?
You mean after she came over here?
No.
After
night.
Oh, before?
Yeah.
When right after the war, I went back home three times two times from Kunming,
mm-hmm.
and then one time from Shanghai after we moved from Kunming to Shanghai. I asked for another furlough to go back home. So I went home three times before I came back and got discharged over here.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 1947, I sent for them. They didn't come over till March of 1948.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So
my wife didn't get here till March of 1948. About 31 years.
Mm-hmm.
Almost 32 years now.
Mm-hmm.
In March, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it'll be 32
yeah.
years.
Right. May I ask you, go back to your occupation. 1933, you were in Downey, and then you, after a year or so, you start working in produce market, the city market?
City market.
How many 19th years?
San Pedro. Oh, I started, I think, right after I came back from China in 1933. I worked from 33 to 1938, I think.
And what kind of work did you do during those 5 years?
That's your produce business.
Selling vegetables. As a worker, and packing, or selling, or as a salesman?
Selling. Uh-huh. Oh, we make up, they call in for the orders,
mm-hmm.
and then we put them up, and they come and pick them up. Sometimes we deliver
mm-hmm.
too, so.
I see. Mm-hmm. And so after 1938, you.
I went into Phoenix
oh.
for about 3 years
mm-hmm.
in the grocery business in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And
you own a grocery shop?
No, I was just working for a friend.
Mm-hmm. I see. And do you have any relatives there in Phoenix? Why you decide to go to Phoenix?
Oh, this friend of mine. He needed the help, so he wrote to me and asked me if I was willing to come in and help him.
Mm-hmm.
So I did.
Mm-hmm. Is it a big grocery store selling American merchandise?
Yes, all American grocery. It's American,
mm-hmm.
all American merchandise,
mm-hmm.
and no Chinese food.
Mm-hmm. And the. Or the customers?
Mostly, that's right, all American.
Uh-huh. Nice. Is it good business or just so-so?
Oh, it was pretty good. It was very good. We were just north of the country club there in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Over there, did you have a lot of contact with the other Chinese?
Oh,
in
yes.
Phoenix?
Yes.
So, 1942, you were drafted?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I registered in Phoenix in 1940.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was supposed to go in 1940. They called me, the conscription, they said, everybody under 30 or something like that will have to go in for 1 year
mm-hmm.
service.
Mm-hmm.
So when they called me, I asked for a deferment for about a month. That time I think it was around April or May. And they asked me why I didn't like the armed service or anything like that. So I said, no. I just have some business at Los Angeles. I said, my folks are over there and I have, you know, like to go back and finish some of the business I was supposed to have over there. So he said, I said, no, I don't, I, it's, he said, maybe you don't like the service. I said, no, it isn't that. I said, if I was 2 or 3 inches taller, I probably would have been in the National Guard or the regular army. I was crazy about the service. That, in fact, in high school, I had 3 years of ROTC, and then I had advanced military course there at high school too, see. So I said I was ready to go in the National Guard. But I went, they invited me and I went over there and I look at all those fellows that joined this army. They're all about a foot taller than I am. I said, what the heck am I doing in here? So that's why I gave up. I didn't. So they found out and said, oh, in that case, we give you 3 months. So they gave me 3 months. Then when I went back, then July, the 1st of July, they said, anybody, or I think it was 28 or something like that, over 27, and anyway, right there, they didn't want us. So I was over a year or so over the limit, see, so they put me in 1A, 1B, from 1A to 1B, or something like that, and they did. So when after Pearl Harbor, they put me right back to 1A. That's why, you know, I always call it so quick.
When you were in the Army, you were a private?
I was Staff Sergeant.
Oh.
And so you have been a different part of the countries, or you were in other countries you served?
Yeah. When I first went in, they sent me to Fort Bliss, Texas, El Paso, there. And they put me into the Medical Corps.
Why? I mean, did you have medical experience?
No. That's what I wanted to know. I raised Cain with the first sergeant, with the sergeant over there. I said, this is war. He says, I came in to fight. I said, I don't want to go to the medical corps. I want to go in the infantry. First sergeant says, hey, you ought to have your head examined. I said, who the heck wants to go in the infantry? I said, I told him, if I don't go in the infantry, how can I get into any fighting? But then later on, I know what it is. And I know I was a fool to ask for that kind of. I was lucky, though. See, through my army career, I was lucky. I was either a clerk or something like that.
So you never really did
any fighting at
any
all,
fighting.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
I was never in the front line.
Line,
that's right. I was back, way back. In the headquarters, when I was at Kunming, I was with SOS headquarters. See, so I'm maybe there's a few Japanese planes came by now and then, but that's about it.
Do you know why you were sent to China?
I don't know. Probably at that time they needed interpreters.
Is that what you did?
No. I was just working.
You say you started in the medical corps.
Then later on, they sent me to the signal corps. Learning how to operate telephone, climbing poles, and laying lines, you know. And then I almost fell. There was a couple of Chinese boys, you know, taking that course. It fell from the telephone pole. One of them died.
Oh no.
So after serving in the Army, you came back, what year? You were released?
42. 42 to 40, 46.
Okay.
February
so
of 46.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Right there. Fort MacArthur, right here, because they want to send me to the nearest home
base.
Mm-hmm.
And so after that, you start working again in where?
In the produce business
the
again. I didn't go back to Phoenix and I stayed here.
So 46 to when? You worked in Chongqing, right?
I just worked there 6 months.
6 months,
then
and
went
then
in
went
to
Eli Produce Market.
Mm-hmm. Eli Produce, and till 1962, then I got out.
How do you spell Eli?
E L I T E. Elite.
Elite.
But you say
Eli.
Okay. call it Eli. Actually, Elite.
Uh-huh, Elite.
Is there any Chinese name of this?
What?
Well, Eli
no, that's
is
just
American.
American.
Elite.
They're using all mostly American names down there.
Who were the partners? You were one of the partners, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who were the
There
others?
Was a Lou, Mr. Lou, and Mr. Mr. Du. Mm-hmm.
Did you have to put in a lot of capital to start the Eli company, or they already have this company and you just
They all. That's right. They already have the company.
Uh-huh. In order to become a partners, what did you have to do?
Yes, I put in $2,000.
Mm-hmm. How big is this company, the size wise?
It's not very big.
Mm-hmm. How many workers
approximately? Just the three plus one help, that's the four of us. That's
mm-hmm.
Just
how
a small.
How much business you deal with? For example, like every week or?
Oh, that it wasn't much.
mm-hmm.
But it's a small outfit,
mm-hmm.
not like
mm-hmm.
some of these bigger.
Mm-hmm.
We just cater to these. We actually more or less like a second job for them.
Mm-hmm. And who are your customers? Mostly Chinese or American Caucasian?
All kinds.
All kinds, uh-huh. And you work there till you retire or you?
Yes, I work in the produce business. We sold that Eli Produce in 1962.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went and worked for a Japanese firm.
What's the firm's name?
Fujishiki.
Fujishiki. Owned by Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
H&M Fujishiki.
I see.
Mm.
Okay.
You don't have to record that. And Mr.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kenneth Ang,
mm-hmm.
he worked with me there too.
In his
Fujishiki.
Fujishiki.
Mm-hmm.
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 I see.
He worked there till he retired. I think he retired last year or the year before.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever keep in contact with your friends or relatives back in China? You must have written to your wife, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How about after she came over here? Did you still write to anybody in China?
No. My wife does because she has her family back there, mother and father and brothers.
But you don't have
No,
any
I don't
close
have
relatives.
Any close relative, that's
mm-hmm.
right.
And so when she was still there, you just wrote to her? And
that's right.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No.
Do you feel any attachments to the place you were born?
I did, but not anymore now. Since the communists take over, I feel I've lost it.
Yeah, I mean sentimental attachment.
There is, that's right. There's still a, uh-huh. I'd like to go back and visit it. even